mi corazón.
That's Alina Brower.
Que no todo es escrito en esa historia.
She comes from a family of musicians.
Dime corazón.
Her father and uncle are both composers and well known on the island.
Corazón, que guardas cada palabra en tu mente.
Alina fled to Miami in 92. Ever since, she's been waiting for the death of Fidel Castro, and she's been waiting for a free Cuba.
I dream about going back to Cuba very often. I see my family, my kids, especially being able to walk around Havana.
Alina imagines opening up a recording studio in Cuba. Maybe a music school, too. But Alina is like many exiles in Miami. She says she's waiting for human rights in Cuba. And only then will she do business on the island. Across the state in Tampa, a band is blaring traditional Cuban songs in the airport's main terminal. It's meant to bring attention to the direct flights to Havana. Politicians and business leaders recently took one of those flights and spent 5 days in Cuba. City leaders talk openly about how the trip laid the groundwork for future trade. 3 members of the Tampa City Council went on the trip. For Councilwoman Mary Mulhern, it was her 3rd visit.
We've been building a relationship with Cuba the best that we can under the current laws. And yes, you do business with the people you know and trust.
She wants Cuba to trust Tampa. And she's not the only city's politician who wants to do business with Cuba. There's also Kathy Castor, Florida's only member of Congress who's against the embargo. Truth is, it isn't hard to find such opinions in Tampa.
Here's our wall of fame or shame, depending on how you want to look at it. Here's a picture of my grandfather and Fidel Castro, and this is in 1956.
Patrick Montega is publisher of La Gaceta newspaper. His grandfather founded it in 1922 for Cuban immigrants in Ybor City. Montega speaks out against the U.S. embargo. He has traveled to Cuba, and he's proud of those photos of Fidel Castro on his office wall.
By now, a lot of the punches aren't nearly as hard when you say that America's position with Cuba is wrong. 15 years ago, if we'd said this in Miami, we would have had our building firebombed.
Even today, it's the kind of display you'd never see in Miami. Nobody there is publicly talking about trade with its communist neighbor. FIU Cuba expert Jose Gabilondo says, in Miami, the Cold War has never ended.
Ironically, Miami may be the only major city in Florida that's not actively preparing for more engagement with Cuba.
Gabilondo says even though most exiles favor lifting the embargo, Miami businesses are too afraid of being blacklisted to openly discuss plans for trade with Cuba. Miami-Dade Councilman Javier Soto is a veteran of the Bay of Pigs. So to him, the idea of investing in Cuba isn't a business decision. It's funding terrorism. He says Tampa's courtship of Cuba is no better than the countries that ignore the embargo.
They don't care about human rights. They don't care about freedom of expression. They don't care about any of that, these other countries of the world. They only care about their money.
Last month, for the first time, the Cuban government gave citizens limited internet access. It's one of several recent reforms that could bring an end to the 61-year-old U.S. embargo. Tampa is ready for that day. If there's a plan in Miami, you'd never know it. I'm Eric Barton in Miami.